Now joined by the head coach of the Grundy R5 boys and Steve Wells. Grundy R5 was at the Meadville Invitational last week. Grundy opened with a loss to Hale, but came back strong. A 56-50 win against Hein Evelyn on Wednesday. Friday night, a 62-58 win over Northwestern. Caden Gann, 15. Cooper Lewis, nearly a double-double. Had 14 points, 9 boards in the Friday night win for Grundy. Here we are, Coach. It feels like we get into the winter, and I have one eye on your schedule and one eye on the forecast because it looks a little bit iffy for Tuesday.
Yeah, you never know what's going to happen this time of year. We just have to concentrate on taking care of ourselves and play one game at a time. I know that's a cliche that everybody uses, but it's true. You just have to work on taking care of yourself and doing what you do, and because you never know who you're going to play from night to night because of the weather. So you really can't game plan too far in advance.
That Hale team that you ran into Monday, Coach, I don't know much about them, but obviously from their results last week, they upset Mercer on Thursday. They made a real good run on Saturday night in the championship game against Meadville, and they beat your squad 72-48. That Hale team sounds like they're really good.
Hale is an excellent ball club. They really are. I've been singing their praises for a few years. You can see this coming. They're extremely strong and physical. They're not really big, but they're all extremely athletic. They're all very good basketball players. They all shoot it well. They're a handful. If you don't watch, they can really jump on you in a heartbeat.
How critical was it for your team, Coach? Because with two games in three nights coming off of that long break because of the weather from a couple of weeks ago, you took, obviously against good teams, but a couple of lopsided losses to North Harrison and Hale. To come off of that and manage to get two close wins, and now come into this week with a little bit of momentum, how important were those Hein Evelyn and Northwestern games for your team?
Well, extremely important for the fact that, we took the consolation trophy. Our kids were really excited about that. And in both of those games that we won on Wednesday and on Friday evening, we trailed for quite a bit of the game before we finally asserted ourselves and we wore down our competition. And we were able to, like I said, assert ourselves and take the win.
So we're going to assume at this point until Mother Nature tells us that's not the case, that games are going to be played on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So three games in three nights. Let's look at these. Gilman City, you got coming to Galt on Tuesday night, Coach. The Hawks haven't established themselves as the elite in the HDC, but nevertheless, they're a team with a lot of players and a lot of young players. And I always wonder with a team like that that's kind of struggling in the win column, at some point they're going to put it together and have their best game of the season. And in your case, you just hope it's not against you guys.
Well, we understand probably at this time of the year that every game that we play, we have to expect the other team's best shot. You just certainly do at this point of the year. And you never know what's going to happen. But you have to prepare for that. And, I talked to the kids last week. I said, we talked about preparation. We talked about taking care of their bodies, getting enough fluids, making sure that they eat well and not skipping any meals at this time. We talked a lot about at this time of the year, I really believe so much of everything is just real mental preparation because your body gets tired. And I've played the game, and, anybody who else has played the game understands at this time of the year, you put a lot of miles in on your body. You're physically tired, and if you're physically tired, there's a good chance that you can become mentally fatigued too. So you've really got to take care of yourself so that every night out you can give your best effort.
Then I'm working on a bunch of different things here. We're going to get to the tournament bracket for next week as well. With Hein Evelyn coming up on a Wednesday, Coach, what sort of team does TA have this year?
TA's a really good ball club. They really are. They're not extremely tall. They shoot it well. They play exceptionally hard. We got them to play a little bit faster than they wanted to. And I think, like I said, I think eventually we were able to wear them down and take over the game in the fourth quarter. And, They made some plays to get back in it. We made some plays to keep on top of it, and it was an outstanding ball club. But I understand that when they come to town on Wednesday, they're going to give us their best shot, because I'm sure that they thought that they were right there and they could have won that game Wednesday. They wish they could have, but they didn't.
Right.
So we have to. We'll be. You know, I think the kids will. You know, I think we'll be prepared for their best shot and have a great chance. You know, we're 7-9 right now, and if we're fortunate enough to get Gilman and then turn around on Wednesday and get Tynan, you know, we're going to be 9-9 on the season, and I think that's really good for us right now. I think at this point, because I know in the 4 years that I've coached there, we haven't had a chance to be at 500 this late in the season in any of those other three seasons. So I think the kids are really starting to understand that. We've talked about it, and I think that's something that they want to point to is to really, but they understand that they got to play one game at a time. They can't take anything for granted, and that they're going to get everybody's best shot at this time of the year.
Yeah, to me, the most interesting part about this three-game stretch at home, Coach, and I hope the games are played because it's a good opportunity for the boys, and maybe the most interesting storyline is that you play two teams that you played last week, including Hale, but this time you get them on your home floor, and that's a great opportunity for your ball team.
Yeah, I know 2 years ago we went down to the Meadville tournament, and they beat us by 24. And then a week later, they came up to our place, and we were fortunate enough to beat them. So, I think the kids, you know, we got behind real early against Hale and in the first half. And we were able to get within 11 in the second quarter, and we trailed by 15 at the half. And then on a few occasions in the second half, we were able to get back to within 9 points. But we just never could sustain what we were doing at that time. And ultimately, it turned out to be a 24-point loss. But we really got ourselves turned around in that second quarter, in that third quarter, and played really well. And I think that really propelled us on to wins on Wednesday and Friday.
We'll give you a quick check here of the bracket. I just received it from Coach Owens up at Mercer this morning. Grundy has a 4 seed. This is going to be up at Mercer next week. And 1 week from today, Monday the 10th, the Panthers are going to take on number 5 seed East Harrison. That has Grundy on the same side of the bracket as the number 1 seed, Winston Redbirds. The 3 seed goes to North Harrison, and the 2 seed goes to Mercer. And we kind of talked about this this conference this year, Coach, but with Winston, you know, still a very good basketball team. And what Mercer, and especially what North Harrison has shown over the last month, I think the depth of the HDC has improved this year.
Well, I think you're right. I think I think a lot of schools have really improved themselves in the past 4 years that I've seen this, and this is probably the most competitive the middle ranks of our league has been in those 4 years. So we know we're going to have to play well. You know, we've already played East Harrison once. We were fortunate enough to beat them earlier in the year in a game played up at Newtown Harris. So we'll have our work cut out for them. In fact, you know, you've got the bracket. I haven't even seen it. So, you know, you're way ahead on me on this.
Well, I just got it 10 minutes ago. So, yeah, like hot off the presses. So Grundy has a 4 seed.
I got to check my email. I got to check my email quicker and more often, I guess.
Yeah. I'd say, though, that a number 4 seed, yeah, obviously East Harrison is going to be a really competitive matchup. He figures a 4-5, but there's also a part of me that thinks if you're fortunate enough to get by that coach and you see Winston, that you would like another shot at Winston to put a better performance on the floor.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, I really want that, and I think a lot of our kids want that too. At least I'm hoping they do. I think there's competitors. They really do. We want to go out there and give them our best shot. And, you know, you give them your best shot, and, you know, you just take what happens after that. But you want to go out there as a competitor and play the best that you can and give the best effort that you can. And whatever happens, happens after that. You know, it's like Coach Willard Sims over at Truman State back when it was Northeast Missouri State, and I was an assistant helping him over there. He always said, you know, you play hard and you let the winning and losing take care of itself. And to some extent, he was right about that. I mean, you just play hard, and then winning and losing take care of itself.
I agree with that. I like that. I'm going to use that on a broadcast, I think. Gilman City coming up. Tyne Avalon Wednesday, Hale on Thursday. 3 home games in a row for Grundy R5. Coach, I always enjoy talking basketball with you on Monday. We'll catch up with you again next week.
Hey, guys, have a nice one, and go Chiefs!